Hey guys, welcome to the show. Today I'm sharing a bonus episode with you from another show on Life Audio Network called Crosswalk Talk. Crosswalk Talk is hosted by Michael Faust, a reporter who has covered faith and culture for more than two decades. Michael sits down with some of your favorite Christian celebrities like Mark Wahlberg, Patricia Heaton, Charlene Tilton, and others to discuss how their faith plays out in Hollywood and beyond. In the episode you're about to hear, Faust interviews actress Candace Cameron Bure about her new TV network, Great American Family, and how her faith has shaped her career. Candace is a great example of someone who has had a thriving career in Hollywood while not forsaking her faith. If you enjoyed today's episode of Crosswalk Talk, be sure to go to Apple or Spotify and subscribe so you get the latest episodes as they drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's bonus episode.
Candace, welcome to Crosswalk Talk.
Thanks so much.
Candace, of course, is Chief Content Officer at Great American Family, which had its annual Great American Christmas event with a record 20 movies. One of those was Candace's own movie, My Christmas Hero. My family watches these every week, Candace, even when it's not Christmas, by the way. We watch them even in June. Candace, Great American Family has been TV's fastest growing network for quite a few straight months. The last data I had was 11 straight months. What do you attribute that growth to? Why do you think people are watching Great American Family to such a degree?
Well, we're so thrilled with everyone that has tuned in and found our channel. I think we know it's not the easiest channel to find right now because we're a brand new network and we're growing. And there are so many cable channels out there to choose from. And so it is challenging to get people to seek out a new channel and then subscribe to it and get on the train to support it. So we're so thankful for everyone who has found us. And I think it is so fast growing because of the content that we have, and particularly during the Christmas season. I mean, that's really our prime season as we're building this network. And we are hoping that in years to come, we will have amazing content throughout the year that is new each and every week. But right now, all the new content comes out in the Christmas season. And our movies, they're so heartwarming. They are for the family, and they bring you back to a time and place, whether it's present or past, thinking of memories with loved ones that just make you feel good. We don't have an agenda at our network. We simply want to entertain people with wonderful, high-quality content.
Yeah, I agree. I'm curious, is there anything that sets Great American Family movies apart from maybe some other movies on other platforms? I'm thinking primarily about faith. I mean, is that something that you guys try to maybe push a little forward in the plot and in the what's seen on the front?
Exactly. We really do. Our network really focuses on faith, family, and country. And that's what sets us apart. So you'll see that not every movie that we have talks about faith in a super prominent way, but there's mentions of it. And unlike many other movies out there that will always focus on all the other aspects and the commercial aspects of Christmas, I mean, we definitely have that in our movies, but we will bring you back to, you know, prayer before mealtimes, or talking about that Jesus is the reason for the season. Just things like that for better daily acts of people of faith. And we're not afraid of that. We want to incorporate that in all of our movies without hitting you over the head with faith either. Because we recognize there's lots of people who come to our channel and watch our movies that may be of a different faith, that may not have faith at all, but we hope that you get a tinge of what faith in God means to us at the network and within our movies. And then we also love our country. And I know my movie, My Christmas Hero, really honored our military this year. I was so grateful to produce that movie and star in it. I had not done one that had honored the military, and it was so important to me to do it. And that, again, is what our network is all about, and being proud Americans. And I mean, that's what our network is named after. It's Great American Family. So, yeah, those are the little differences. And then the quality. And I know that if you caught Great American Family Channel last year, we heard all of the comments. There were that so many people were impressed at the quality of the content that came in this year.
Yeah.
People have to remember when you're a new network, you know, you're starting out and you don't get to have everything at once. But there has been significant improvement over the last year as to the quality of our movies, and we're really proud of them.
Yeah, I would just, for those who haven't checked out Great American Family, it's as good as, if not better than anybody else out there. I encourage people to check it out. And they're part of this incredible surge of excellent, inspiring content. You know, we have Angel Studios, Kingdom Story Company, Great American Fearflix, of course, is one of those that's under the Great American Media umbrella. I was wanting to ask you about one thing before we move on to another project that you're working on. You, of course, are outspoken about your faith. I'm curious, at what point in your career did you kind of decide that you weren't going to just kind of have faith in the background, but you were going to be out front about your faith?
Yeah, my faith has always been very important to me. And even, you know, for years when I was on another network, and so happily, absolutely loved it and proud of all the movies that I made there. But it was something that's always been important to me to be able to share. And I've always done that in a personal, within my personal life. So while my movies haven't been faith-based movies over the years, they were always just a stepping stone that if people wanted to look into who I am on a Candace Cameron Bure level, not a character that I'm playing, that my website and when I would speak in interviews, that I would be fully genuine and authentic in who I am as a Christian woman. And so that has always been a part of my life, really, since I've been in the business. And I've been in the business over 40 years. But, you know, it's been in more recent years, and I think it's because of our culture. I feel like we are in a time of culture wars. And as our country becomes more and more divided over social issues, it's also become more important for me as a woman, as a mother, and a person in our industry to be able to have a voice for what's important to me. And that's my Christian faith. And so making movies that have more faith content has become more important to me as I've gotten older.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Let's transition here to another project you're working on. It's called the Generous Family Organization. You're actually partnering with the Generous Family Organization in something called the Generous Kids Book Club. It sounds fascinating to me. Tell me what it is and why you wanted to be involved.
Yeah, well, the Generous Kids Book Club is a monthly book subscription that you can get. It's geared towards kids that are ages 4 to 12. And the books teach about values that matter. But it's also more than books. You're going to get a hardcover book every month, but then you're going to get all kinds of fun things like stickers and trading cards and discussion questions and other activities along with videos that you can look at online with these animated characters. But we're teaching all kinds of values that are about generosity, empathy, compassion, kindness, giving, gratitude. And we know that we help our children, actually before the age of 10, structure their worldview at such a young age. And it's important that we teach them these types of values so that they grow into adults that want to uphold these types of values. And these books are so much fun. They have characters like Jasper the giraffe and Polly the parrot and Ellie the elephant, and they all are learning some type of lesson within each book. So they're really fun. And it's very easy. You can go to generouskidsbookclub.com and you can order it for 1 month, or you can order it as a monthly subscription or even an annual subscription. In addition to that, if you're a homeschooling parent, we also have a whole separate homeschooling curriculum that teaches these values as well. And you can get it for as many kids as you have in your family. But they're wonderful, fun books. Reading to my kids was one of my favorite things to do, and I look forward to doing that when I have grandkids one day. But I'm so happy to be a part of the Generous Kids family because their values align with my values, and they are a wonderful company. And funny enough, like the author of these books, it's actually a pen name because it isn't just one author that writes these books, but the pen name is Betta to Give, which is very cute. A little,
I like that.
Betta to Give writes these books, but it's really a collaboration of parents and educators that have come together to write these wonderful books and teach long-lasting values that will change the world.
I love that, Candace. I mean, I'm a parent of four small kids, and it's hard to find time to know what to buy when you're a parent. You know, you're raising kids. You don't have time to figure out, okay, what's new, what's good, what's bad. And so that's an awesome idea. So it's called the Generous Kids Book Club. The website was generouskidsbookclub.com. That's easy enough. Finally, I always wanted to ask you about this. You were a few years ago for King Country, had a music video, Joy.
Yep.
You're one of the more optimistic people in the entire universe, but you played this gloomy, pessimistic person in the video, really made it, you know, seeing, I guess, the music video. How did you get that role to play the most pessimistic person in the music video, Joy?
So funny. I've been friends with Joel and Luke and the whole Smallbone family for quite a while. And Joel called me up one day and he said, "Candace, we have a new song coming out." He sent me the song. It's amazing. And he said, "But we're shooting a video in like 2 days in LA. Would you happen to be available?" And I'm like, "Wow. Yes." I'm like, "Let me move things around, because of course I would love to be in your video." And I didn't even know what I was getting myself into. It was like on the day, like, and we just kind of improvised what we said. But he told me that I had to be the pessimist, and I was like, "Oh, that was against my nature completely." But I'll give it a shot. I love those guys so much. I love their music so much. I love their family. I felt very honored to be a part of that music video and just a part of their lives. We actually have a new movie called Unsung Hero that's going to be April 26th that my company co-produced with them as well. It's an amazing movie. The Smallbone family has an amazing story to tell. I can't wait for people to see that film. It is riveting, and it is the type of film that is going to bring families together.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it. That movie is Unsung Hero, and folks can check it out. I believe you said in April. Is that right? April? We've been talking to Candace Cameron-Bure. She's the Chief Content Officer at Great American Family, and she also has a new book club called the Generous Kids Book Club. Folks can get more information at generouskidsbookclub.com. Hey, Candace, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed today's interview, please make sure to subscribe and share the episode with a friend. A big thanks to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.